Mike, everybody got wittier. The anecdotes and stories you thought to tell were better. He just raised the level. He relaxed people and helped them become their best. John Lahr, writer. Mike was a sort of an entrepreneur of aplomb. He was prowess personified. Sam Wasson, writer. Only the people who met him will ever know that as good as the graduate was, Mike was better. Woody Allen, director. I was always in awe of Mike. He moved so effortlessly in any group, never at a loss for conversation, always comfortable with the most celebrated people, always witty, always charming, always a desirable guest. And I was always such a schlemiel, socially, and so awkward. I felt that would be wonderful to have that kind of social charm and grace.
Hannah Roth Sorkin, former assistant. Somebody wrote a letter to Mike Nichols, famous American director, and it got to him. I worked in his office, so I actually got to see it. It's all true.
Tom Hanks, actor. Mike's imprimatur went on and on and on, from the 50s to well after the year 2000. Who transcends decades like that? Hank Azaria, actor. Oh my God, perhaps the greatest career ever. Arguably, I suppose, but I don't know many who have done what he did for as long as he did it. Matthew Broderick, actor. Anytime somebody would send me a script and asked, "Who would you like to direct it?" I'd always say, "Mike." John Lahr. There isn't anyone whom I can think of, except I guess you'd have to say Woody Allen, who was a sort of triple threat. Mike was a star as a comedian, a star as a stage director, and a star as a film director. If you cover the theatrical scene as long as I have, those kind of people just don't come along very often. Once in a generation.
Cher, performer. For me, he was more than a director. He was always more than a director.
John Kelly, executive. There are other directors who have a great love affair with the talent until it's over. Mike is loyal, and he's capable of astonishing friendship.
Christine Baranski, actress. He's the one person in show business I felt I never could afford to lose touch with.
Jack O'Brien. They say of Noel Coward his genius was friendship, that it wasn't necessarily his erudition or all the rest. It was the fact that he was such an enthralling friend. He had that genius, which I think Mike had, in retrospect. Christopher Walken, actor. I absolutely adored him. In one's life, there are certain people who are just examples of how it's done. Harrison Ford, actor. We formed a friendship that doesn't always happen in the movie business. I think he took his relationships with people and his loyalties to his friends very seriously. In fact, I don't think, I know that he did. I'm not a guy who has a lot of friends, and few of them were as important to me as the relationship I had with Mike. Art Garfunkel, musician. Didn't he have a great, rich, educated voice? Wasn't the sound of him making sentences the work of a consummate actor who was brilliant? Slightly nasal, resonant, very educated, witty, making you fall in love with him sentence by sentence by sentence. The way he records is just amazing. It's so erudite. It's sophisticated. It's New York at its absolute best.
Candice Bergen, actress. Everyone who was in his orbit, and it was like an orbit because he was the sun, unconsciously or consciously started to sound like him, because he had this great archness that he spoke with. Every now and then I'd meet someone who knew Mike, and I'd think, "You sound like Mike Nichols."
Mike Haley, assistant director. To me, he had two cores.